Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Alex, how are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing? Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, we saw Caleb Williams. You saw Caleb Williams. We've now seen all of the responses. We know it's preseason. What are your initial thoughts on that first game and what he's been doing up to now?
Well, honestly, I was impressed because the offense and Caleb Williams both look much better than what we've seen in practice up to this point. And it might be because that defense actually is really good for the Bears. The offense has looked clunky. There have been pre-snap issues. There have been misconnections. All of that went away during the game. And, yes, I know it's the preseason and the Bills are running vanilla stuff, but it's not like they're playing against scrubs. You know, there were starters out on the field, and I thought he operated the offense very smoothly. There weren't any of those hiccups. And he made some really impressive throws.
Well, when you take a look at the expectations, what have you seen and heard from fans? Have people even ratcheted up the optimism a little bit more? Are people living in, like, reality, or are they going pie in the sky right now?
You know, it's kind of divided. There are some people who are certainly ready to say, yes, we finally got our guy. Caleb Williams looks amazing. Let's go. Super Bowl, Super Bears. But then there are some other people who are still, you know, maybe a little skeptical and want to see it in the regular season. Or, you know, let's be honest, Bears fans haven't seen an intriguing quarterback prospect pan out in generations. So I think there's some, you know, maybe fear or hesitation that, you know, is Caleb Williams actually be the guy, or is he going to be the latest guy in a long line of QB prospects who were really intriguing that didn't pan out? So I would say, you know, the city is kind of divided when it comes to expectations for Caleb Williams.
Alex Shapiro is joining us from NBC Sports Chicago. Well, Caleb Williams certainly does have some weapons around him to go to work with. DJ Moore just got his contract. Keenan Allen should still have some juice. Roma Dunze, a young rookie as well as him. What are your thoughts on how the team is constructed around him? And also, there's not much that we hear about the offensive line. What about the guys protecting him?
So offensive line is definitely the biggest question mark. There have been a lot of different combinations so far at camp, but it looks like potentially if everybody stays healthy, they might be settling into this lineup that we saw. We didn't see it because Ryan Bates, I don't believe, played. But it looks like they might be settling into Braxton Jones at left tackle and then moving to the right, Tevin Jenkins, Coleman Shelton, Ryan Bates, and Darnell Wright. Now, the depth the depth has been, you know, maybe a little bit concerning, where if one of these guys goes down or two of these guys go down, which happens all the time in the NFL, right? Injuries are always happening on the offensive line. Then there might be issues. But beyond that, everything else, I mean, it looks like the best situation a rookie quarterback could ever hope to enter into in the NFL, right? Especially number one overall picks. Normally, you're a number one overall pick. You're going to that team because they stunk last year. and the Bears did not stink last year. You know, they were kind of middle of the road.
Wins.
They were an ascending team. Yeah, exactly. And then Ryan Poles, I mean, on paper, he has done pretty much everything Caleb Williams could hope for to surround him with playmakers. Whether it is the tight ends, the wide receivers, the running backs, and then even the defense. You know, having that great defense, that helps the offense because more takeaways equals more opportunities. And if they can pin teams back, then they're getting better field position, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, there will be no excuses. There should not be excuses for lack of talent. You know, the pieces are around Caleb Williams to succeed.
When you think about the defense, Alex, this was a team a few years ago. The defense was holding it down while they had no offense. A lot of their young defenders were no longer young, and they had to kind of restart. How is the defense going to kind of keep them competitive in games while the offense is trying to figure things out with this rookie QB?
Well, I think they've looked really solid, and you can tell that this is a defense that is not learning a new system. They're just, you know, trying to stay healthy, get up to speed, get in game shape, and then hit the ground running. Montez Sweat gets all of the attention, but I think a few young players could be in position to take a big step forward. One is defensive tackle Jervon Dexter. He's another kind of a question mark player. He played a reserve role last year. This year they're going to be asking him to be the starting three tech. Guys like Austin Booker, you know, he's not going to play a ton of snaps, but I've been really impressed by him in camp and in the preseason. And then DeMarcus Walker, I think, is a guy who doesn't get enough credit for the value he adds on the defensive line. So the long way of saying, I think the Bears will be able to generate some decent pressure with their front four. We've seen Eric Washington and Matt Eberflus at times dial up some interesting blitzes with the linebackers and the slot corner. Those have been effective. And then I think the Bears secondary can go toe-to-toe with any secondary in the NFL. I mean, there is just so much talent in the back end of that defense from, you know, Kyler Gordon entering year three, Jalen Johnson, who got the big contract, incredible shutdown corner who has started taking the ball away. Jaquan Brisker, when he's healthy, is a difference maker. And, you know, the question was, okay, how are you going to replace the playmaking of Eddie Jackson? Well, you go out and get Kevin Byard, who's another just veteran, proven playmaker. All throughout that secondary, there are playmakers.
And Alex Shapiro is joining us from NBC Sports Chicago. Well, when you put all of this in a pot and you move us a little further into the fall and then into the winter, the Bears got to compete in the NFC North. The Lions are trying to win a championship. The Packers are trying to prove that last year was no fluke. The Vikings are just like, hey, we got a rookie quarterback too. When is he going to play? What are you expecting from the Bears this year? Is best case scenario sneaking in? Are they supposed to be Texans 2.0? What do you see?
I think best case scenario, yeah, they're competing for a playoff spot. Now, winning the NFC North is going to be tough because, as you said, you know, the Packers look like they are they remain the Packers. Jordan Love looked solid. That team looks good. They appear to be, you know, maybe one step or one half step ahead of the Bears in their rebuild. That wasn't ever really rebuilt. And the Lions, you know, they were a few plays away from making it to the Super Bowl. So the Lions are obviously going to be, you know, the team to beat in the North. But again, if everything goes right, there's no reason why this team can't compete for a wild card spot or a playoff spot. Especially when you're looking at the beginning of their schedule, it looks pretty, you know, favorable, where they don't play a lot of division games. They don't play a lot of tough games until later in that season. Excuse me. So if they can, you know, kind of get their sea legs under them while their schedule is a little bit more favorable, get a few wins, get some confidence, and then hit the tougher part of their schedule where, you know, they're maybe grooving a little bit more, they'll be in position to make a push.
Wow. Alex Shapiro joining us from NBC Sports Chicago. The last question for you is about a guy who is no longer a Bear. Have people stopped asking about Justin Fields? Like, people are done with that, right? That ship has sailed. Nobody's kind of having memories and warm, fuzzy feelings. They're done with that.
I wouldn't say that. I think Bears fans like to keep tabs on past quarterbacks. You know, fans were following Mitchell Trubisky when he was with the Steelers and Fields was the quarterback. I think people are pulling for Fields. And then there is still, I'm telling you, there's still a contingency of fans who say, if Justin Fields was given the amount of playmakers that Caleb Williams had now, that Justin Fields would have developed into a great quarterback. And, you know, maybe the Bears should have traded that number one overall pick to get a haul and then surround Justin Fields with all these playmakers and see what he could have done with that. And, you know, it is true. Justin Fields never had the complement of talent around him like Caleb Williams is about to have.
Sure.
But fans are definitely still keeping their eye on, I guess he's number two now. Number one who became number two in Pittsburgh.
Man, this is, you know what that is, Alex? That's just post-traumatic stress for Bears fans. That's all it is. Like, let Fields carry the bags for Russell Wilson and just get over him. Enjoy Caleb and hope for the best. That's my advice.
I will pass that along to the Chicagoland area.
Please do. I may have to go in and share it myself. Alex, where can people follow you and all of your work with NBC Sports Chicago?
So, yeah, you can read my articles on NBCSportsChicago.com. You can watch or listen to the Under Center podcast. All of our episodes are wherever you listen to podcasts, and we've got them on YouTube as well. And then you can follow me at Alex Shapiro NBCS on Twitter or X. And you can follow me on Instagram at ASHAPNBCS.
Hey, Alex, I hope that you have some playoff football to cover in a few months, man. I hope.
Me too. It would be, you know, we're looking forward to covering some good football. We've paid our dues watching a lot of bad football. So I'm also, thank you. We're looking forward to watching some good football here.
Yeah, and I lied because this just popped into my head thinking about football in Chicago. What's the latest on the stadium? Like, what's the latest on that?
So Kevin Warren remains focused on building a stadium in the city, just south of where Soldier Field is now. I believe
good.
That remains their number one goal. But for me, I think it's more likely that it ends up in Arlington Heights. Excuse me, I'm so sorry. I still believe it ends up being in Arlington Heights. That's where they own the property. Governor J.B. Pritzker, the last I've heard, still says, hey, the deal, as it's kind of worked up right now, is kind of a non-starter for the state. Because the Bears do need to find a lot of tax money to pay for a field in the city. And they already own the 326 acres in Arlington Heights. I just think that is the path of least resistance. I think it's also the path that makes the most sense. That's where they're going to be able to build Bears World and own Bears World. So if I was a betting man, which I am a betting man, I would bet on the Bears ending up in Arlington Heights.
Okay, Alex. Well, I look forward to one day taking a long-ass drive out there. So I'll wait and see what happens, okay?
All right. Sounds great.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. I'm mom to two teenage girls, and quality time together is prime time. We love to cook, and I have an obsession, a healthy one, of course, with cooking utensils. Where do I turn? Amazon Prime to get them fast. And when they arrive, where do I turn? To Prime to stream the best cooking shows. And then for dessert, what do? The Rampone team streams. Each of us gets to be the captain and pick the show. Right now, we're all over British TV, part of a Prime subscription. I think a trip to the UK is in the future. And of course, we'll get all we need for that trip. From workout clothes to raincoats, from plaids to luggage, from travel guides to umbrellas, from streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's Amazon.com/Prime.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.